My next guest is on the line. She is Jodie Jaber from the Smile Foundation, Socks for Smiles. That's what we're going to be talking about. Jodie, thanks for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hi, Simon. Thank you so much for having me. Just so you know, it's Tony, not Jodie.
Do you know, it's just the weirdest thing how the brain doesn't do, how the mouth doesn't do what the brain tells it to do. It's just the weirdest thing. Apologies, Tony. We got it right this time around. Talk to me about the Smile Foundation and, more importantly, this particular initiative, Socks for Smiles.
Sure. So Smile Foundation is a South African non-profit organization that provides life-changing surgeries for children born with different anomalies, such as the cleft lip, cleft palate, burns, and other conditions. We also support families through psychosocial support, and we also invest in hospitals with hospital equipment and training medical staff. And the impact is really incredible. The single operation can restore child's ability to eat, speak, and smile with confidence. In terms of the Socks for Smiles campaign, so it was basically born out of the idea that something simple like a pair of socks could bring people together for a greater cause. It's something that's fun and joyful, and for just 20 Rand, people can buy, purchase a sticker and wear their funkiest socks on the 19th of September, and be part of a national movement that helps fund surgeries. So that's it in a nutshell. But I mean, I can carry on. You can just
this is your platform, and you're doing something sure. Really. Do you know what just amazes me? And I'm going a little bit off script, but it just you're about the third or the fourth person in the last 2 weeks I've spoken to, who is doing very similar type activities in the same kind of areas. And it just strikes me that if we were living in a place that was functional, you shouldn't be required.
Sorry, Simon, in terms just, are you saying like we're just doing campaigns like this?
No, I'm saying that if you had a well-funded medical service that looked after people, and if government was fulfilling its mandate, which was to look after its population, you know, this private sector that you represent is really pretty remarkable in how it is coming to the fore and filling the gaps that shouldn't be there in the first place.
Absolutely. So we're really fortunate. We're really fortunate to have incredible donors on board and incredible surgeons that all come together and different stakeholders to make this possible. And we wouldn't be able to do it without them. So we basically, as Smile Foundation, are fulfilling Nelson Mandela's legacy of helping children, creating brighter futures, and, you know, giving them the ability to live a normal and healthy childhood.
Are you making any significant impact? What kind of outreach is there? How many people are you affecting?
So to date, Smile Foundation has supported over 5,000 children and their families. Wow. Yeah, so, and it goes beyond that. We support the hospitals we help with. We've helped with the renovation of burns units at Kimberley Hospital in the Northern Cape. We've, you know, with any types of like consumables, medical equipment, you know, we work closely with the departments of plastic and reconstructive surgery to assist these kids.
Just to let you know that one of our listeners has contacted the studio and said, what an incredible initiative. You're doing great work, which is clearly what most of us think about it. So this initiative, how much money are you hoping to raise through this sock campaign?
Sure. So our goal is to raise 2.5 million rand so we can fund 100 life-changing surgeries. Like I say, the stickers are only 20 Rand each, but if we manage to get thousands of people to unite and to participate, we can make this a reality. And so that's our goal. And we have partnered with different amazing retailers. So Dis-Chem is one of our partners, so people can, as well as Cape Union Mart and Baby City. So people can go through to any of those stores and purchase their 20 rand sticker, and that gives them their pass to where their funkier socks on the 19th of September.
Let's just make this a little more real. Let's concretize it a little bit. Give me a story about somebody who you've come across where you've really made a significant fundamental difference to their lives doing what it is that you do.
Sure. So, you know, there are obviously multiple, I mean, there are so many stories and so many that have really touched my heart, but I'm going to take us back to the first child that Smile Foundation supported. Yeah. And that was a little girl, her name's Tando Matabile. And basically she was born with a condition called facial paralysis. And what had happened is that Madiba had actually contacted our co-founder, Mark Lavner, and asked if we could support this little girl. And Mark at the time thought, you know, what's best is actually to bring the skills to South Africa because they would have had to fly Tando out to receive the surgery. So they flew these specialists to South Africa where there was a transfer of skills. And Tando received the surgery she really needed. And through this, Tando's actually, now she's 32 years of age, and she is working as part of Smile Foundation. She works at the reception with Mark Lavner. And I just feel it's gone full circle. And, you know, these things wouldn't be possible without all stakeholders getting involved in these kind of campaigns.
So that's the very next question that I have for you this afternoon, in terms of the fact that how could the Jewish schools or shuls participate in the campaign or partner with you?
So we are privileged that we have partnered with some of the Jewish schools. They're not all on board, but a lot of them are. And it's really easy. So either they can contact me directly. My email is Tony, T-O-N-I, at smilefoundationsa.org. Or they can visit our websites, which is www.smilefoundationsa.org. And all our information about the Socks for Smiles campaign is there. It's really easy. And we're more than happy to, the more corporates, the more schools, the more synagogues we have on board, the better. So,
Tony, you must have job satisfaction in a way that very few people have job satisfaction. When you go home after a hard day's work, you must sleep like a child thinking, boy, I did good today.
Absolutely. It's a real honor to work for an organization like Smile, to meet the children, to hear the stories, to meet the parents. I mean, you know, like we do take so much for granted, and these kids are really little heroes. I mean, some of the conditions, some of the challenges they've endured, you know, always something that really hits hard is are the children that have endured severe burns. So seeing life-changing surgeries, transformations, where it's really like every day I can literally say I'm really grateful to wake up and do what I do.
I can totally understand that. Thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon. Appreciate your time and good luck for the initiative.
Thank you so much. Okay, take care.